going to call personnel meeting to order at 5:40, since we're running a couple minutes late. Didn't even notice that. So, is there any questions about the agenda? Any changes? Anything you'd like to add? Or would someone like to make a motion to adopt the agenda? Nobody here.
I'd make a motion.
Thank you, Bobby. Is there a second to adopt the agenda?
With the correction.
With the correction of number three, it's personnel instead of finance.
You guys have a mic?
Al, okay.
You guys have a mic? If you're going to sit there, you have to hold the handheld.
Yeah, otherwise you can choose a spot come on here.
Okay. So is there any further discussion on the agenda besides that one change? Hearing none because I have no mic. We'll say all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? JC and Al, did you get to vote on that agenda?
Aye.
Okay, good. Okay. Motion passes. And I am chairing this meeting because Missy Melissa is not here tonight. So just to clarify that. So next on the agenda is to elect a personnel chairperson. Talk with Missy is not, Melissa's not here tonight, but we had this discussion before, and I would like to nominate JC for chair of the personnel committee. Is there any other nominations, or do we need a second on that, or how does that work?
I'd give you a second.
Second?
I'll second.
Well, you have a third. Is there any other nominations for chair for the personnel committee? None? We'll close the nominations. All in favor for JC for chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? JC is our new chair, and I'm going to let you take right over there.
I have no idea.
Yes. Okay. Hey, congratulations. We'll guide you.
Give a speech.
We'll guide you.
Yeah. All right. So,
number four.
Okay, so we'll move on to number four. And we'll approve, I'll call for a motion of approval of minutes in the January 16 meeting.
I can make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
How do I say it? All in favor? Oh, yeah. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Motion carries.
Okay. Motion carries. Good. All right. Got this one done.
Yeah.
See how easy.
All right. All right. So then we move on to number five, which looks like it's on page five. Do you want to go ahead and?
We'll have Nicole give it a shot.
Okay.
This is only our second meeting, though. So.
Okay.
So forgive me, I'm not entirely sure what I was supposed to say, except that we still have position descriptions that are in an old format, so trying to plug away at moving them to the new format, make changes to make sure everything is aligned, and again, in the new format. So for this meeting, we got the IT department job descriptions done. We're kind of trying to do them in some semblance of order in a group. So that is what is here, the markups and then the clean versions as well.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Nicole about any of the positions?
You'll be
and we're just talking about the information technology positions on this first one, I believe. We've got a couple more.
Yep.
Anyone have any questions for her? If not, I'll call for a motion.
Madam Chair, we can also do those as a block if you would like at the end, after Nicole wants to go through all of them.
Let's see.
Well, do you have any questions on any of them? Otherwise,
I don't
you
have,
could just do them all as a block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No questions?
I do have a question, please, Mrs. Chair. Do you have to run these descripts by the unions, or how does this?
No, these are non-union positions.
Oh,
but
very well.
Even for union positions, we provide notification before the board meeting if there's any questions.
Okay, very well.
Okay. So it looks like there's three different positions. Do we just do we have any questions about, if we don't have any more questions about it, do we just want to approve it in a black?
Is there four?
Yeah. Oh, is there four? Okay, yep. Sorry.
That's all right. I have no questions.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion to approve all four?
I'll make a motion to approve all four as written.
Do we have a second?
I can second that.
Okay. All in favor of approving all four of those positions, the revised positions, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, and then it looks like we have number six, which is a new pilot project, library assistant pilot project.
Yes. Do you want to do it? I can do it. So this is a slight change to the job description with the intent to make a very different job. So library assistants are the people who work in our branches and keep our libraries staffed most of the time. Over the last month, 2 months, 3 months, we've had a number of positions where we get to the end of a candidate search and the candidate withdraws because they received a benefit eligible position somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We've also seen in exit interviews that this is an issue, and one of the challenges for the library assistant position is all of them are part-time right now, and because they're part-time, because of Affordable Care Act requirements, we can't staff people above 28 hours a week. So that's a hard stop. What we're proposing is that this position, instead of just reporting to library services coordinators, we would attempt to hire two floating assistants. One would report to Kara, who supervises the Totten Morrison County Libraries, and one to report to Jeanette, who supervises the Sherburne and Wright County Libraries, to float among the libraries and fill positions to see if we could attract a candidate with a benefit package. One of the reasons we have so many part-time positions is a lot of our libraries are only open 20 to 30 hours a week.
Mm.
So you're not going to put a 30-hour position in a 20-hour library. We'll see what we learn if we move forward with this. I mean, we might find nobody wants to do this job. We might find that having a benefit package doesn't mean that people actually stay. But we thought it was worth a shot. So we have enough open positions that we could absorb two benefit packages that would make a huge impact on the overall budget. If we're going to go this direction as a region, I think we'll learn enough from these two searches and filling the positions to know whether or not it's a viable project to expand. But we wanted to start small, knowing we have openings in both locations and knowing we've been unable to fill some of the openings.
I'd make a motion to move forward with that pilot project.
I have a couple questions, and I'd like to hear other questions too from other people. Would these be guaranteed hours, and how many hours?
They would be guaranteed 30 hours a week.
Okay.
So Kara and Jeanette, as the two supervisors, would do the scheduling. So if they know Buffalo's got two open positions, we're just going to fill those open positions first. If for some magical reason we actually have all our positions filled, we could assign them duties in specific libraries. So Elk River is doing a huge collection moving project. We know they need extra help. Annandale's doing a huge carpeting project. We know they need extra help. So we could put them in the locations where we know we need extra coverage if all of the positions are filled. But they could work up to 40. And that's what I like about a benefit eligible at 30 is it gives you that extra 10 hours of flexibility. You could even have them work overtime if they really wanted to, where 28 is a hard stop. You cannot have somebody work over 28 on a regular basis without creating larger issues for the individual and Great River. So
you don't anticipate this being a position where they necessarily have set, they might in Buffalo, like, here's your set hours. It might just be more you're filling in wherever, kind of like a sub, but a permanent sub.
Kind of like a sub, but a, yeah. And the hard thing as a director right now, being here as long as I have been, is we had a multi-branch assistant position probably 20 years ago, and I absolutely hated it. It was a total flop. So here we are trying to do it again. But part of the reason that position didn't work is those positions were given to five libraries with the idea that there would be double coverage in some libraries, but that person would get pulled away and if there was emergency coverage needed elsewhere. So you can never bank on doing story time when you have double coverage if suddenly that person has to go cover the desk somewhere else. And that person often worked alone and so didn't get properly trained. And so it was a real challenge because it was a small, limited number of libraries. It was a part-time position, and it wasn't well supervised. So I'm hoping by making it benefit eligible, reporting directly to two people who are responsible to keep this person scheduled in the places where the needs are the most, that we will have a better result this time.
And how long do you think, or do you plan on having the pilot project run?
Well, if they stay, we'll just keep them. But if they quit, that tells us something. We could look at expanding it if it works well. But I don't think we're going to know that for the first 6 months.
And does this have to go through the finance committee then?
No, we're doing it within the budget.
Okay.
So our goal is to keep it within the existing budget.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a question. So they've got two bosses?
Nope. Two positions, yeah.
Okay.
We talked about having them report to one library services coordinator and have them responsible for scheduling, but that was exactly the problem I was afraid of, is you'd have one person in this branch doing all the scheduling, but really you're working over here, and we felt like it was better to have one supervisor per position.
Okay.
And patron services supervisors, their job is to make sure that they're supporting the branches in those sets of counties. So their job is to make sure that those people are scheduled in the places that need it the most.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Chair.
Any other questions?
So there's a motion. Can I second that motion that Bobby made?
Okay. All in favor of moving the pilot project forward, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And then it looks like our next meeting is May 21.
Yes. Expect a bunch of position description.
Okay. I thought we were almost done. We were doing 20.
How many are left, you know?
And there might be more.
Okay.
Our hope is to get through them all before the compensation study consultant starts work, so that they're looking at consistent job descriptions when they start the project.
And when do they start?
The Finance Committee just approved the proposal, so we have to enter negotiations with the project, but soon. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And so I will call the Personnel Committee adjourned at 5:54.